This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour news update recorded on Wednesday, September 28th, 2016. I'm Mark Boulanger. Global unions such as Industrial and Uni have been arguing for years that improving working conditions for workers in garment factories does not reduce productivity or profitability. A new report by the International Labour Organization, the ILO, shows that the organization's Better Work program has dramatically improved working conditions and profitability in many workplaces. The program has been operating in hundreds of factories in seven developing countries. The ILO is the United Nations agency focused on matters of work in the world. Daniel Johnson of UN Radio reports.
Set up in 2009 by the ILO and UN partner, the World Bank, the Better Work Scheme oversees 1,300 factories employing more than 1.6 million people in seven countries, including Bangladesh, Indonesia, and Haiti. Now, in an independent review, researchers have found that its focus on improving conditions for workers is good for business too, and that's a big deal in an industry that's long been associated with tough working hours, very low pay, and abuse. Here's economist Drusilla Brown from Tufts University in the US.
If you look at weekly pay measured in US dollars, we see about a $7 increase per week after about 3 years of exposure. Does better work reduce hours? Answer to that question, yes. We see about a 3.5-hour reduction after 3 years in the program.
In Vietnam, average profitability increased by a quarter in factories 4 years after they signed up to the scheme. And in Jordan, the scheme has also been associated with reducing abuse in the workplace, with reports of sexual harassment down by 18%. Despite the progress, there's evidence that these hard-won gains in the workplace can be forgotten quickly in the absence of proper checks. And Better Work Programme Director Dan Rees insists that one of the biggest problems that needs tackling is the way big overseas garment buyers place their orders, often at the expense of decent factory working hours. Daniel Johnson, United Nations, Geneva.
Tuesday, September 27th was World Tourism Day, a day being used by the International Union of Food Workers to highlight the social justice aspects of the fight against hazardous climate change. Radio Labour's senior correspondent, Seemarie Ainsborough, reports.
The International Union of Food Workers, the IUF, wants the world to recognize that human-caused climate change is more than just an environmental and industrial issue. On World Tourism Day, the Global Union called for a wider view of the issue, which includes an understanding that how we respond to climate change is also an ethical issue involving human rights and justice. The IUF represents 2.5 million members of more than 400 unions, operating in a wide range of sectors from agriculture to food processing to restaurants. The Global Union is demanding that governments recognize the impact of climate change on tourism. It wants government climate action plans to include the protection of tourism workers and their livelihoods. To ensure these government plans are effective, says the IUF, countries need strong, independent labor unions representing tourism workers. The only way for climate change programs to work, says the union, is for working people to be part of the government initiatives. Yet governments are only talking to business and international agencies about what needs to be done. Tourism workers, said the IUF, need to be involved in the struggles against disastrous climate change through their unions. This is Seemarie Ainsborough reporting for Radio Labour.
The international labor movement has launched a campaign to help the world's refugees. There are about 14 million refugees in the world. Support for refugees is being promoted by the International Trade Union Confederation. The ITUC represents national labor centers at the world level. Sharon Burrow is the ITUC's general secretary.
Welcome, refugees. That's the message of trade union men and women all around the world. Working families, they're the victims of conflict, of economic desperation. We welcome them to our nations. We accept shared responsibility and we call on governments to do the same. We call on governments to stop putting up barriers, stop the physical walls, the military barriers, indeed, the legislative opposition. People are human beings. We stand with refugees.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.